Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As fighting between Israel and terrorist organization Hamas moves into its fourth week, Israeli ground forces in Gaza is moving forward. Israeli officials said yesterday a female soldier, Ori Meghidish, that had been kidnapped by Hamas during the deadly October 7th attack, had been freed by Israeli ground forces in Gaza. Over the weekend, the two sides talked to free some of the 200 hostages being held by Hamas. Reports are that the talks have stalled. Over 9,000 people have been killed on both sides since Hamas' murderous rampage into Israel. A man who was found dead inside a Colorado amusement park was potentially planning a massive attack.
Garfield County Sheriff Lou Valerio says the man broke into the amusement park in Glenwood Springs after hours on Friday, dressed in full tactical gear and armed with multiple weapons and loaded magazines. Multiple improvised explosive devices were also found with the suspect and in a car believed to be his. His body was found Saturday morning in a restroom. The man took his own life instead of going through with the attack. I'm Dave Collins.
Former Vice President Mike Pence has dropped out of the GOP presidential run. Pence's last campaign filing showed $600,000 in debt and only $1.2 million in cash on hand. Pence was also unable to gain the 70,000 individual donors needed to qualify for the next GOP primary debate. Actor Robert De Niro is being sued by his former executive assistant and vice president of Canal Productions, Graham Chase Robinson. She is accusing De Niro of gender discrimination and retaliation. De Niro's production company is countersuing, claiming she ran up huge American Express bills and used frequent flyer miles for personal travel. Happy Halloween, USA News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Mask mandates on commercial flights for COVID-19 are likely becoming a thing of the past.
The Senate has approved an amendment to a spending bill prohibiting the use of federal funds to enforce face covering mandates on airlines, trains, and buses.
We've learned a lot of lessons as a result of the politicalization of science and the mixed messages that people got during the pandemic.
GOP Senator John Cornyn of Texas, who supported the amendment, hailed it as a victory for personal freedom. I'm John Schaefer.
The cast of the hit sitcom Friends is reacting with disbelief to the death of co-star Matthew Perry over the weekend. Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, and David Schwimmer wrote in a statement to People magazine that they were more than castmates. They were family. And they would have more at a later date. Perry was found at his Los Angeles home on Saturday, where he appears to have drowned. A toxicology report is underway to discover more information. The White House is taking action to counter the rise in reported anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses following terrorist organization Hamas's murderous rampage in Israel earlier this month. The White House says the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security are working with school police and local law enforcement to address any threats. Over 9,000 people have died in the conflict. Thanks for listening, my friend, and a happy Halloween to you. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got Dr. George Barna with us. Yes, you can get all excited, jump up and down, yell and scream. He is in the house. The professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU is with us. Don't you love it when you get a an enthusiastic reception? You know, as you enter the room, I mean, you're better than Beyonce, you know, just saying.
Oh, my goodness. You need help. What can I say?
Well, I think that's a foregone conclusion, but, you know, you point out the obvious. You think I hang on to Jesus for nothing?
I did the research. I know.
Exactly. Well, speaking of which, as we try to get a little bit serious here, you've got some new research that reveals how many American kids likely to develop a biblical worldview. So tell us all about it.
Yeah, it's not a pretty picture. I mean, if you look at where kids are at today and you realize that their worldview is pretty much going to be in place by the age of 13. We interviewed a national sample of 8 to 12-year-olds, and we looked at not everything related to the biblical worldview, but we looked at what we've referred to as the seven cornerstones. Mm-hmm. And we did that because we know if you embrace all seven of those, you believe them, you live them, you wind up with an 83% probability of developing a complete biblical worldview. If you reject even just one of those seven, one or more, then you've got only a 2% probability of developing a biblical worldview. So these seven cornerstones really are the critical foundation for what a person needs to believe in order to build out a real understanding of and a real pursuit of Jesus Christ. And as we look at 8 to 12-year-olds across the country right now, they're in line. I mean, if we had to predict, we would say when they're of age, when they're adults, they're likely to have only 1 to 2% of them are likely to have a biblical worldview. So as we look at the national pattern of biblical worldview possession, what we're seeing is that that has been on the decrease consistently for the last 30-some years. And as we look at our current crop of 8 to 12-year-olds, it looks like that pattern, unfortunately, is going to continue to decline.
This is pretty scary. I mean, we're setting up our kids for failure, George. I mean, because here it is. The way you lay this out is that it's like parents failing to tell their kids about the law of gravity, right? So we'll let you just figure that out. And 99% roughly are going into this world quite ignorant of the realization that there is a system. There's an infrastructure here that God has established. Like the law of gravity, you violate it and you are going to render the consequences of it. I mean, when you put it in that context, I got to tell you, it shakes me. And I think, how I failed my kids.
Well, and the challenge here, I think, is that when we look at the parents, we know that only 2% of the parents of those 8 to 12-year-olds have a biblical worldview.
Yeah.
We know that you can't give what you don't have. So, yeah, I mean, they may be setting them up for failure, I would say, but you know what? It's not even intentional. Most parents in America today don't mm-hmm. think about the spiritual development of their children. We
right.
know that fewer than 1 out of 10 of them have any kind of a plan. You know, they're assuming, well, it'll work itself out. You know, they'll develop a worldview by default. They don't need me involved in the process. Well, they will develop a worldview by default. And the sad reality is that when they do that, it's going to be the same worldview that their parents have on average.
Right.
And that
right.
worldview is syncretism, which is, right. yeah, I'll make it up as I go along.
Exactly.
Things that make me happy or that are mm-hmm. comfortable or that are popular. But I'm not going to spend the time and invest the energy into thinking through, but what is right? What is appropriate? What is the kind of legacy that I want to leave? What kind of person do I really want to be? And what's it going to take to become that and to mm-hmm. get there? Those are the tough questions that most American parents and consequently their children are not addressing.
It's kind of silly because here we are as parents and we think about, you know, the kind of school that we want our kids to go to, the kind of kids that we want them, you know, to hang around. And, of course,
by Specialty Medical, 800-254-1421, 800-254-1421, 800-254-1421.
God allowed me to go through this discovery. You know, Scientology, I mean, Buddhism, I just conversation between God and Cain, you know, and God broke it down to him very succinctly. And I keep saying that God's words have been echoing through the millennia since then. But are we listening? He told Cain very, very succinctly, if you do well, will it now go right for you? So God, who created the universe, who set up this infrastructure, you know, sums it up very, you know, very directly. Do well, it goes right. You know, you do well, you get right results. These seven cornerstones reinforce doing well and getting the right results, right?
Exactly. And, you know, you say, are we listening? And God made it even easier for us. We don't even have to listen. We can experience it.
Yes.
But we've got to open our eyes and question what lesson we're learning and see it perhaps from a different perspective. You know, that everybody makes a joke about, you know, you keep doing the same thing, get the mm-hmm. same results. You know, it's
right.
it's insanity. Well, we're insane. It's certifiable now. Okay, is there a way of moving across, away from that? Absolutely mm-hmm. there is, and God has given us the solutions here. And so, yes, if we don't want to listen, all we have to do is experience what's going on.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. George Barna after this.
Silver.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back, Fresh and Independent. Just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Dr. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University, the president and cultural research center at ACU. George, as you say, you know, we need to stop ourselves before we wreck ourselves. I mean, we need to pause for a moment and ask the question, are we getting the right results from the choices that we're making?
And one of the things that we're finding is, look, if you were just to take each of these seven cornerstones individually and sit down, think about their implications for how you live. I mean, the first one, you know, people hear it and say, oh, yeah, I got that. Yeah, check that off, okay? Let's move on to the next one. It's like, no. Let's hold on here for a minute, okay? because this is a big idea. What's the big idea? Not only does God exist, but we can know his nature and character, and very simply it is that he's all-knowing, he's all-powerful, he's all-loving, but he's holy and he's just, which means that there are going to be consequences when you do things wrong. And he wants a relationship with you. He wants to be involved in your life, but he's not going to push himself on you. These are attributes of that God that if you think about them, it's going to radically change how we live. I'll give you a great example. We've been doing a lot of research the last few years with millennials because right now they're the most populous generation in American society. They're increasingly holding more and more power, whether it's financially, politically, familially, however. And yet, what we're finding is that a majority of them say that they're wrestling with mental illness. And they'll identify things like anxiety, depression, fear, suicidal thoughts. A majority of them say that they often struggle with that issue. Mm-hmm. And so as we broke it down, what we found is that, you know what? Of course they think they're struggling with mental illness because they think there's no God and they're in charge. Of course they're struggling with anxiety because they think that there's no power greater than themselves that can help them in any given situation. Of course they're struggling with depression because they think there's no such thing as truth, God being the embodiment of truth. And so when there is no truth, everything is up for grabs every moment of every day. There's nothing that's predictable. Nobody is reliable. You know, of course they're struggling with suicidal thoughts because their idea is that karma is the rule of the land. Karma says, you know what? You're going to get what you deserve. Jesus Christ says, believe in me, trust in me, lean on me, hope in me, and you won't get what you deserve. So, I mean, you know, Christianity is the antithesis of all the mental illness, quote unquote, that Americans think they're struggling with today. And so we're prescribing billions of dollars of antidepressants and anti-anxieties. And I'm not downplaying the fact that, yes, there are some people who really do wrestle with serious chemical imbalances and other kinds of things in their life. But not the numbers that we're seeing come out of the research of people saying, oh, yes, I need help. I've got, you know, the mental diseases. No, it's not mental diseases. You get a bad worldview.
Exactly. No,
and you can fix that because God gave you the guidebook to.
Well, in a sense, George, isn't it like, you know, why God gave us the Ten Commandments? So that we would discern that there's standards. Right. And so in a sense, what is happening is there is a conflicting worldview here. And I say, well, good for you. That's a good thing, not a bad thing, because what that's telling you, the reason that you're uncomfortable, and you can thank the Holy Spirit for this, because the Holy Spirit is nudging you toward the truth, because the Holy Spirit will not allow you to, you know, just, you know, go off the cliff, so to speak.
Yeah, of course. You know, many people, you know, have those little promptings from the Spirit, and some people may think of it as conscience. Mm-hmm. You say, you know, bad pizza, or, you know, whatever. Like, no. Pay attention to this, because God loves you so much, he's going to pull out all the stops to try to get your attention. So maybe it's going to be your conscience. Maybe it's going to be a little bit of failure. Maybe it's going to be a broken relationship. Maybe it's going to be questions while you're daydreaming or just noodling. And, you know, maybe it's going to be something that you hear on television where somebody says something. You think, that's nuts. Well, maybe it's not nuts. I mean, give it a couple seconds and think about, how do I know it's nuts? You know, how would somebody come to that conclusion? Is there some kind of logic behind that? Or, even more than logic, is there some kind of eternal truth or principle that might be the basis of that thought that strikes me as idiotic at this moment? But another human being came to that conclusion. At least let me consider it. Humans do come to a lot of idiotic conclusions. So it may be true that, that's... But maybe it's not. Christians are consistently called superstitious.
Right.
But what if what Christianity teaches is true? What then? How are you going to explain your life in light of Christian or biblical truth?
Well, because a lot of those people that are, you know, negated and made fun of, we don't care. No, we just don't care. It's like, okay, all right, that's what you feel. It's all right. And all that we're talking about right now, ladies and gentlemen, is featured in George's new book, Raising Spiritual Champions, Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul. And this book will encourage you and help you realize, as it did me, that it's never too late, is it, George? I mean, even though kids set their worldview by 13, it's still never too late because of the God we serve.
Absolutely. And we've got a lot of examples. I mean, statistically, it's not a big number, but it happens every day. Mm-hmm. Where somebody's life is radically transformed by God because they were willing to consider these other things. Often, they'll use a crisis in somebody's life to wake them up, to get their attention, to push them to think differently. So don't deny or neglect a crisis. You know, or as some of our politicians would say, what a shame it is to waste a good crisis.
Yes, exactly.
In your personal life, that's actually true. Mm-hmm. Often that crisis is allowed by God in order to shake you up and get you to think differently. So, yes, God, and I don't know about you, but I'm a great example of someone who didn't come to know Christ until their mid-20s, well beyond age 13. But
right.
God shook me up. And, used a bunch of circumstances in my life to challenge me. And because I was willing to take the time and rethink a few things, he started me on the path where I could begin to see how all of this weaves together into his beautiful tapestry of what truth really is, not what the world says, but what he made it to be. And
exactly.
That changed everything.
Well, fortunately for me, George, I will share with you that early on, I knew God, but I didn't really know God. I mean, I was aware, and I knew that there was a special relationship. And, I went through the process, and then things happened. You talk about a crisis in my fundamental faith as a Catholic. And it really rocked me. And I said, I got to go find God because he's not here in the Catholic Church. I'm not finding him. And, my friends would say, you got to read the Bible. No, I'm into the Zen of motorcycle maintenance right now. And you name it. I mean, God allowed me to go through this discovery, Scientology. I mean, Buddhism. I just went through it all. And the thing was, is that I consistently came to a dead end in the search all along. And then finally, for me as a Catholic, reading the book of Romans, and I all of a sudden I had a deeper understanding of Martin Luther, who, as a kid, I was taught by the nuns that he was just this, this Protestant and this heretic and everything else, and then realized that, he was this devoted monk that was in search of God. Well, we'll leave it there, and to be continued as always. I'm so thankful for you. I want you to know that. You bless me always, and you bless our audience. Dr. George Barna, professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center, and author of the book Raising Spiritual Champions, Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul. Dr. George, God bless you. Appreciate you.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
USA News Update. As fighting between Israel and terrorist organization Hamas moves into its fourth week, Israeli ground forces in Gaza is moving forward. Israeli officials said yesterday a female soldier, Ori Meghidish, that had been kidnapped by Hamas during the deadly October 7th attack, had been freed by Israeli ground forces in Gaza. Over the weekend, the two sides talked to free some of the 200 hostages being held by Hamas. Reports are that the talks have stalled. Over 9,000 people have been killed on both sides since Hamas' murderous rampage into Israel. Actor Robert De Niro is being sued by his former executive assistant and vice president of Canal Productions, Graham Chase Robinson. She is accusing De Niro of gender discrimination and retaliation. De Niro's production company is countersuing, claiming she ran up huge American Express bills. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And from Israel, Chris Mitchell, my good friend who serves as the Middle East Bureau Chief for CBN News in Jerusalem. In fact, I was telling Chris that he has been my go-to resource ever since the Israeli Hamas war broke out. He's been giving daily reports faithfully on CBN News. Also, you can see it on YouTube TV. I would highly recommend a very credible source, and he's giving us an eyewitness report of what's happening there on the front. Chris Mitchell, welcome. Good to be talking to you, my friend. How are you?
Good, Bill. How are you? Great to be with you again.
Well, it's been too long, but I'm glad that we were able to get connected to get an update. You've been so vital here in keeping us up to date as, you know, with what's happening. We were concerned about having two fronts, maybe three. Now it looks like Israel is fighting on four fronts as Gaza ground forces advance methodically, you write.
Yeah, four fronts in fact, and you might be able to include one more. Certainly the first front is Gaza. That's the main front mm-hmm. right now that Israeli troops and Air Force are going in trying to take over the Gaza Strip and dismantle Hamas after what it did on October 7th. The second front would be up on the northern border with Hezbollah. You can include a third one with Syria, with the Iranian militias that have been firing into Israel as well. The fourth front is the Houthis down in Yemen. They've been firing missiles up towards southern Israel, thankfully intercepted by many of the U.S. warship in the Red Sea. But actually, and then maybe you could add a fifth front, Bill, in the West Bank or Judea and Samaria,
exactly.
Where Israel has been fighting many terror groups and many of those terror groups supported and funded by Hamas.
Hamas and then also still Iran, but yet it's interesting how the international community and even the United States is reticent to identify, but yet everything we've always known, Chris, and everybody admits is that 90%, I say everybody, most people with reason, it's not difficult to figure out that Iran is the resource here. I mean, they themselves even admitted that they have supported Hezbollah and Hamas as much as 90%, right?
Exactly. I think 90% of the budget of Hamas is from Iran. We understand that a lot of the technical expertise to carry out the October 7th massacre came from Iran. We know that Iran funds and most of Hezbollah up on Israel's northern border. They have Iranian-backed militias that are actually attacking U.S. bases right now. inside Iraq and Syria. So Iran is the head of the snake. They're the largest state sponsor of terrorism, and they have tried to surround Israel with what they call a ring of fire, and that's what they've been doing for many, many years.
Chris, what's the point here with the attacks on U.S. bases? Are they trying to get the United States involved and have this explode into a regional? I mean, we're right on the border of a regional war here already, right?
It feels that way, and that's a great question about why are they hitting U.S. bases inside Syria and Iraq. The U.S. has responded. Some people think not strongly enough. But you wonder if do they want to provoke a war? Now, the other question, Bill, a lot of people is asking is Hezbollah. The question has been, will Hezbollah enter the war in a large-scale way? Mm-hmm. Almost since the beginning, there's been skirmishes between the IDF and Hezbollah, but on a low level. I mean, remember that Hezbollah has maybe 150 to 200,000 rockets. They could, unleash 2,000 rockets in a few hours, like Hamas did in a day. It seems like they don't want to have a full-scale regional war. They're keeping it to a certain level. But, you know, I that's a great question about U.S. forces. They're directly attacking like they haven't done in a long time to the level to the U.S. forces. Maybe they think the Biden administration is going to restrain itself, and so far they have.
Well, Chris, the other thing, too, I mean, you talk about the head of the snake, and we look at Iran, but there's a couple of other heads of snakes that are there, too, that I think are quite suspicious. Certainly Syria. Syria's been, you know, gun-running forever, and we're realizing that some of the munitions that have been, you know, brought to Hezbollah and making their way down into the Gaza come by way of Syria. What does that portend?
Well, you're right. That has been the sort of the route that Iran has taken to bring precision-guided missiles into southern Lebanon to Hezbollah, and also running weapons and munitions to Hamas. You know, Israel has been fighting sort of a what they call a war between wars by attacking Iranian sites inside Syria for several years, and they're trying to limit the amount of weapons that Iran can smuggle through Syria into southern Lebanon and to the Gaza Strip. So that's what they've been doing for many years, and hopefully they'll, you know, Israel has been fighting there, the U.S. has been trying to limit some of those weapons, at least in the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, those of us who follow the Word of God are constantly looking for that time when, Syria will be no more, right? And it's almost like they're aching and begging, for some attention here, which would not bode well for them, especially when you've got U.S. forces so nearby, right?
No, exactly. You're referencing Isaiah chapter 17 when they talk about Damascus being no more. If there's any event that really has biblical overtones, it seems this one does. And that's why I think so many people need to be praying for such a time as this.
Exactly.
We look at the prophecies, we look at Ezekiel, we look at Isaiah, and we also hear the words of Jesus. And he said today, that look up for your redemption draweth nigh. And I think even in these times, with the compassion of the Lord, we need to pray for those hostages that are in harm's way, for the people that are in harm's way by Hamas, the sort of the people that are human shields inside Gaza, and pray for the wisdom for leaders. Paul exhorts us in Timothy. So I think this is an urgent call to pray. And I would add, Bill, I think it's an urgent call to pray for America, because what I'm hearing over here, what's over here in the Middle East, it doesn't stay in the Middle East. And we need to pray for protection for maybe sleeper cells in the United States, that we would have that kind of protection on the home front as well.
Well, we know Hezbollah has a camp in Mexico and as open as that southern border has been, and arrangements, and well, you know,
evil has a way of binding itself to other evil forces. And you're exactly right, Chris. You know, not only praying for the peace of Jerusalem, we can pray for the peace of the United States of America and its people, because we know what 19, all it took was 19 terrorists and the damage they caused in 9/11. And we've got so many terrorists coming into the country right now because of the open border policy. We got about a minute and a half left here, Chris. And speaking of hostages, the numbers, it's been a little disconcerting because started at 200, now we're up to 239. Five hostages have been released. Great news on the IDF private that was rescued the other day, right?
Yeah, excellent news. And I think all of Israelis were really celebrating that. Over the, you know, the, across the political and the population spectrum, from religious to secular, I would say, Bill, one thing that has unified Israelis right now has been this war. They understand that this existential threat on its southern and northern border. And a few weeks ago, they were terribly divided. Now they are unified like never before.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing how it's the same thing happened 9/11 in the United States. I mean, that really brought us all together as well. But meanwhile, as you say, anti-Semitism is on the rise. It's being exposed like never before. You got Erdogan making statements that you know, Hamas are freedom fighters and attacking Israel with statements. And of course, we saw what happened at the airport there in Russia at Dagestan Republic, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that anti-Semitism is rising exponentially. Right? Yeah. So we need to pray for the protection of our Jewish friends and allies.
Chris Mitchell, cannot thank you enough. God bless. Be safe, my friend, okay?
Thank you, Bill.
You take care.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you with us. I'm so grateful for Chris Mitchell. As I mentioned, you can check him out. I mean, several times a day he gives an update, you know, from the CBN news desk, and he's there in Israel and on top of all things that are happening with the war. It's interesting, you know, now he looks like five fronts that Israel is fighting on. I mean, this is almost like Psalm 83 when it talks to the Arab nations coming against them. I got to tell you, frankly, I'm a little surprised about Erdogan. I know some people say, well, why are you surprised about Turkey and their position? I just am. I thought that they would play it a little bit more neutral, but to come out and suggest that Hamas, for all that they did, the horrific things that they did on humanity, I mean, what does that say for people who back up that kind of activity? But anyway, that aside, I was especially lifted in spirit in hearing about the IDF private. You know, she was one of the first, you know, to get kidnapped, if you remember. I mean, she was one of the outposts there on the, and of course they came, they knew exactly what they were doing. They took over these outposts and then hindered the communication, you know, back, you know, to the main bases that they were under attack. But she was one of the first to be kidnapped. And anyway, by the grace of God, she's released. And, you know, we're grateful for that. But we've got so many more yet to, you know, continue to pray for. And hopefully they will get released. It's time now to bring Samantha Mao on. Hey, Sam, sorry to use a little bit of your time, but I just wanted to share with everybody and update again that great news about that private who was kidnapped in the early stages of the offense by Hamas into Israel. And she was able to be liberated. And I think it's just great news for her and her family. And hopefully it encourages all the other families who have, you know, relatives who have been kidnapped. And that number of, you know, the number of those that have been kidnapped, it's been fluctuating. It's now noted to be about 239 people. It's pretty crazy, huh?
I hope everybody else that is currently, you know, being held has a happy ending like that too. That it is really encouraging, and I think it's a perfect time to share that news. It's the good news segment.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about what you've got for us. Starting off with an Oklahoma. This is interesting. This Oklahoma teen wins a Volkswagen Beetle. It that's raffled at a funeral for someone she did not know.
Is
this for real?
This is for real. Like, when I saw this, I was like, oh, we have to tell this story. That, like, I mean, there's not many times you get to tell a story about a funeral, and it's something that kind of makes you smile. So, yeah. Diane Sweeney.
Well, the only thing that's missing here is she went into a bar room and ended up at a funeral. That's the only thing that's missing. It's so crazy. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
There's a punchline or something.
Yeah, there's got to be. But yeah, right. Exactly. Got to be more to it.
No punchline, but there is a punch buggy.
So yeah, exactly.
The Diane Sweeney loved her Volkswagen Beetle, and you know, she had a great sense of humor. And one of her final wishes was to raffle off her car to one of the mourners at her funeral.
Oh my God!
And all the people had to do to enter the raffle was to sign the guest book. So her niece, her niece's name is Suzanne Singletary. She helped do the raffle, and it drew a really big crowd. She said like 75% to 80% of the people at the funeral were strangers attending for the raffle.
Oh, and my God, really? It drew people.
Yes.
This announcement drew people from outside of the family to participate, huh?
That's right. So Gabrielle Bonham, she's 16 years old, and she went with a group. So a group of teenagers went to the funeral to win this Beetle, and she was the lucky winner. And I kind of feel like, you know, Diane's like kind of looking down from above, having a nice little chuckle about, you know, what's going to happen to her Volkswagen. I know that she wanted to, you know, she wanted to do something cool and memorable, and she wanted to have a happy moment at her funeral. And I think, you know, if it's possible to do something like that and then to give something to somebody who may need it, you know.
Well, yeah, and especially even somebody, somebody outside of the family, you know, kind of thing. And I imagine some people in the family going, wait, that's bogus. I mean, you know, look it, you know.
Right. I thought about that too, but then I'm just thinking, like, what a sweet way to be remembered, you know, especially if nobody that you know particularly needs anything like that. You're trying to think,
right,
I love this vehicle. What am I going to do with it? You know, I don't want it to just go to waste or just be sold. Like, I want to do something fun. And so what a fun final.
What a great idea.
Final memory of her.
And especially too, funerals sometimes, and sadly when somebody's passing, the greed of families can come out, and that's so ugly.
Yes.
You just think, there's got to be a better way. So maybe in doing this, and God had an idea on this too. Let's just open it up and have all these people, and you're saying, you know, 80% of the people that showed up weren't even family?
Yep, that's right. The strangers participating in the raffle, so.
Heck yeah, why not?
Put a smile on their face. Yeah, absolutely. You know, this was what she wanted. She wanted strangers to come and participate in this raffle, and all she asked was, like, please sign the guest book. And I think that's such a interesting and fun lady. I would have loved
this
to meet
her. This is going to be a story people are going to talk about, Sam. You know this. This has all kinds of lightning in a bottle in it. And what a great story. Now, this next one is about a man who gets married in front of a castle. Oh, wow. And he received this castle through Make-A-Wish 11 years ago. Wow. You're coming up with some good ones today. Where did this come from?
Yeah, so David Marasco, this was in 2012. He was in Make-A-Wish. He was 12 years old at the time. And he, so they'll do, you know, so all these children for Make-A-Wish, they have different things. And fortunately, he made it through whatever he was going through. But what he asked for in his Make-A-Wish was a castle, if you can believe it. And so you can see this castle. It was built in his backyard in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's the backdrop for his wedding ceremony, which I just think is so fun. You know, it's just like another wish coming true in front of this Make-A-Wish castle. And it's not a huge, you know, obviously it's not a real castle, but it looks, it's pretty giant. It's like a good sized building in his backyard, and it looks like a medieval kind of castle. And now he's standing in front of it with his wife and, you know, everybody in his bridal party. And I thought that was such a, you know, kind of serendipity, like coming back together. And
is the wife accepting of the castle? Because sometimes, you know, when you get two people coming together, I mean, it can be some goofy looking, you know, coffee table, you know, that came from Aunt Mabel but somehow it has sentimental value, you know, for one of the couple, and the other one's go, oh my, I can't handle this. This is just the ugliest thing ever. So
of course she's accepting. It makes her queen.
Well, yeah, so she's okay with the castle. They're not going to end up, he's not going to end up being in front of the castle for a divorce over this thing, is he?
Oh, my goodness. I hope we never see a story about that. I hope they have many happy years together. And what a cool thing what an interesting thing to wish for. I would have never had the gumption, I guess.
Can you imagine? That's cool. You're going to drag that castle with you everywhere you go, lady. But like you said, you get to be the queen. You're the queen of the castle. You know,
that's right.
How much fun is that? Okay, all kinds of fun. This next story is about a grandma and a man. She accidentally texted for Thanksgiving, and they're going to reunite now. What started out as an accident on Thanksgiving now is been going on for 8 years, huh?
That's right. So I always try to bring this up every year they get reunited.
I know, I like it.
About the story the first time when it happened 8 years ago. Jamal Hinton, he texted Wanda Dench by accident 8 years ago, and, you know, they had a good chuckle about it because, you know, he's sitting there thinking, like, well, Well, actually, I'm sorry. Wanda texted him, and she's thinking she's reaching out to her grandson. And he's like, ask her to send a picture. And he sends a picture back. He's like, I don't think I'm your grandson. And, you know, it was funny because she's white and he's black, and they had a good chuckle over that. But she's you know what? I would love for you to come to Thanksgiving anyway. And now, you know, it's kind of one of those stories that keeps warming our hearts every year. They're getting back together. He just confirmed on Twitter, or, you know, what is now X, that they will indeed be getting back together. And unfortunately, you know, Wanda's husband, he had been a part of this, but he passed away a couple years ago when COVID was going on. But, you know, it's like one of those stories that's kind of like gets us all to rally around them. I hope it goes on for decades because it just makes you so happy. Like, what a beautiful mistake.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, happy Thanksgiving to all of them one more time. And we look forward for the ninth year reunion as it continues to mount up, and that it will be a safe and healthy year for all concerned. This next story is about a medical breakthrough that cures a five-year-old boy of sickle cell anemia, huh?
That's right. So Toby Akunsindi, he's 5 years old, and his health actually, so, you know, I always heard growing up, sickle cell anemia can be something really tough to deal with, and I always kind of understood that it was incurable, but recently they've been developing a specific kind of therapy that uses bone marrow transplant to fight it. And now he's had the bone marrow transplant and from his younger brother, and he's been declared sickle cell free. Like, he's free of sickle cell anemia. He's no longer going to have to deal with this. Isn't that amazing? And
that is amazing.
I hope this is something that can happen for all the other people out there that are battling with it. Like, what hope?
Well, another curative story is you've got a young kid that wins this prestigious science award for skin cancer soap, huh?
That's right.
I remember reading about this last week. This is a great story. Tell us about this.
That's right. So Heman Binkley, he won an award with a two-minute video submission about his soap. It's less than $10, and it reactivates the dendritic cells, if I can say that correctly. Mm-hmm. It's the body's natural defenders of the skin, which will help combat skin cancer. So
here's a 14-year-old dealing with cells you can't even hardly pronounce, dendritic cells.
That's right.
Right? Huh?
I know.
Well,
God
bless him. How cool is that? Yeah.
What
skin cancer
idea.
Soap? Really?
Yeah.
This guy's going to be a gazillionaire.
Maybe he can
buy our you know, our first guest a real castle, right? With all the money he's going to make. Why not? Now you know why she's the good news girl, Samantha Mao. Thank you, Sam.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you get...